Town Ruling Committee meetings for December 7th, 2015, on call to order. Please turn off our silence and electronic devices. Mr. Bujaro, please, in the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bujaro?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Musa?
Here.
Mayor Costa?
I was at a meeting the other day, here. I was at a meeting the other day, and they said, "Stand for the pledge." And I was daydreaming, and they said, "Pledge allegiance." When they got to the end, I said, "Cuckoo." I started to say, "Call the roll." I swear to goodness. Minutes for the November 2nd meeting, and the 9th and the 11th. Any comments? Any changes? Yes, I'm just asking. I figured there would be a few. All right. Be on the agenda for next time. And the 11th. Next item is committee reports, Public Works, sewer system upgrade status. Debbie, myself, and Wayne met with Jim Ryan, who's an expert in bonds. He's done a lot of work for Pee Wee and the parish and all that before, and he got some data from Debbie and all, and he came to the conclusion that if we borrow around number $200,000 to do that sewer project, that by the time we basically refinance the bonds that we already have, we'll pay the same amount per month. Come on in. Pay the same amount per month and the same duration. So basically, it's like refinancing your house when you have some cash left. So that's basically what's going to happen.
The duration that's left on the bond?
The duration we have right now, yeah. So it's basically, it's almost like getting it for free because we refinance it. Now, I sent Roy a letter and authorized him to go ahead with the design. Roy, you have anything you want to add on the sewer project?
I met with Wayne just to clarify a few little things. It's down to sizing the pump correctly and see what has to be done with the pump station.
Okay. Just as a side note, Quinn Welch, who's with the Westside Journal, called me and started asking questions. So I said, "Quinn, why don't you come on out here?" Today he came out about 11, and we stayed here until about 1. And we brought him around town, showed him all the drawings. We gave him a training class on how a sewer system works, and showed him lift stations, showed him manholes, showed him all that stuff, and he was very interested. Now he understands better how everything works, and he asked a few questions. We brought him and showed him the houses on Allen Street that had problems, and you know, I think he's much better prepared to discuss it than he would have been before, because you know, that's not his thing. So that, you know, I think that worked out good. The next step in the sewer project is, of course, Roy's doing the design, but Jim said he'd give us a schedule of things we need to do, like if we need to pass this resolution or go to the bond commission or whatever. He kind of gave us a little schedule of what to do, so we're waiting on that, but you know, it appears to be on its way. Any comments or questions?
Where do we stand on the check valve on the
They're done, three out of four done. The only one that isn't done is Mike Robeek's house, and he kind of wants to do his own, and he told Wayne, "Don't call me, I'll call you," you know. So we're in good shape.
Good.
Three out of four done. Anybody else? Planning and zoning discussed preliminary plat of River Mill Reserve third filing. There's a sketch up there, same thing as last time. Any discussion? Jim Taylor's not here. I talked to him more than once, but I talked to him the last time. I talked to him today, and he basically has nothing to add. As far as the preliminary plat checklist, he's done everything that's required on the checklist, and I had a discussion with Paul Chersky, whatever his name is, last week, and tried to explain to him the difference between a preliminary plat and a construction construction drawings where, you know, the preliminary plat's like the preliminary plat, the construction drawings are actually the details that show what's going to happen. So what I need to know from the council is, do y'all want to put it on the agenda? The last time we met, it's, the motion said that we're not putting on the agenda until we get a drainage study. And he's not working on a drainage study, so y'all want to put it on the agenda to talk about, to vote next time? We need to vote up or down or do something.
He's not doing an additional drainage study. He's already done the drainage.
Yeah, I said, but yeah.
Yeah, he's already done the drainage.
Yes, yeah, but that's, you know.
If we approve the preliminary plat, then it allows them to go to engineering drawings on the drainage, actual drainage elevations and how they're going to handle it.
Correct.
And then we, normally our engineer review that, work with them.
That's right.
So we'll know.
And you still get a vote on those.
So you get much better information after preliminary plan, after they do the construction drawings, right?
That's correct. Do y'all want to put it on the agenda for next week or not?
I think we should.
Okay, all right, because, you know.
First step?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're going to go to the next step until we either vote up or down. You know, like I say, when y'all vote up or down one way or the other. So, okay. Finance Committee, November bills, any package? Any questions or comments? Anybody? I didn't see anything that they interested. Okay. Hearing none, we're going to move on. Okay, holiday schedule, there's a, Debbie and them put this together. I'm assuming that's all correct, based on when Christmas is and all that stuff. So any comments on that? That'll be on the agenda next time to vote.
Yeah, basically the same.
Same thing, yeah. Always the same. Only time it messes up is when somebody goes on Saturday or something.
Yeah, just say Christmas Eve and drop that party and.
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve Sunday. Okay, that'll be on the agenda. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police Committee, it's my understanding that there'll be a meeting this week with our special counsel. Are any council members in attendance?
I haven't heard anything.
Just me and Tom, we'll go to first and see what's going on, and then we'll have another meeting after that. Just kind of preliminary thing, lay everything out. See what I'm saying.
If any council member wishes to.
Yeah, well.
What do we say?
Wednesday.
4:00.
At the risk of giving my opinion, you know, we need somebody from the council there, David, so if they have questions or if there's a recommendation come forward, that they can, you know, be part of it. Because back where we started it.
You got her office?
Yes, sir.
One council member.
Well, we don't want to have three.
Oh, yes, and my point is that, you know, since the council is doing the voting, and you have a police chief and a lawyer, they'll come back and say, she said this and she said that.
I am. I'll see if I can get off, if I can get. Who else is over there?
You can't get away from that, like, come in with one eye?
No, I'm not going to.
Whatever, it's just my thoughts. You know.
I'll try to make it, just let me know, I'll let you know.
Not that I don't trust what they say, but, you know, it's like, it seems like you have a more, shall we say, neutral ear. Okay.
It's 4:00 in Baton Rouge, right?
Yes, sir.
I have to leave about 2:00.
Yeah, yeah.
Go for lunch.
On Tuesday? That's about right. That's right.
Second thought, I can't.
All right, governmental affairs, I'm not aware of anything. Number, item 8, a discussed town limit sign. This thing has been discussed for a couple of years now. Basically, what we're down to right now is, I really need to get a vote. We have our prices in, $10,400 for the structure to make this meet this thing. $3,331 for all the stuff that's in black, and this is going to be green, all the iron work. And $1,500 for the design and the EE stamp, in other words, electrical engineer stamp. The total would be $15,231, which is approximately double or three times what we had budgeted. So, I mean, this thing has been voted on, and, you know, the design, I mean, it's been discussed a lot. So we finally haven't finalized the application, because part of the application is the electrical engineering design stamp on it. So if we're gonna go forward with that, we need to decide if we're gonna go with the whole thing or just can the whole idea, so.
What's the dimensions of this thing, by the way? Do you have that?
Let's see, 20 feet long, 2.5 feet wide, and foot and a half thick.
Of course, I guess they're gonna determine, they're not gonna let us go but a certain height, I would assume.
I think they're really nervous about how close you get to the road. I think that's their big thing.
I like to throw out a suggestion. Where we say a place to call home, established 1901, we were actually established before 1901, should be incorporated 1901. But I think we ought to take out a place to call home and put incorporated there, and then just 1901 underneath, incorporated 1901. And if you're going to put anything else on there, I'd look well.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like just really with 1901.
So just, instead of a place call home, just put the word incorporated.
Yeah,
incorporated 1901. All right.
Sounds good.
I think Patricia can probably whip that out pretty quick. That might change the price for the ironwork. Certainly should be less. Maybe not. I don't know. Probably not. Yeah. Okay. Are y'all ready to vote on this thing next week?
I am.
Okay.
I said to go with it.
Yeah. All right.
Since we submitted to
DOT. Yeah, well, it's not open. And you won't see it there the next day.
Right.
It won't be there the next day.
We have time to amend the budget and all that.
See, you can amend. You can probably amend next year's budget.
But I mean, if they
have lights shining on it, huh?
They already have lights out there, don't they?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't, I think we need to light it at night.
Okay.
You know?
Well,
there's power out there.
That might change the price. Maybe we can authorize like $17,000.
No, but I'm saying if DOT doesn't approve the height and all that, then that'll change.
Well, when we measured the one in Blackman, it was like 9 foot tall.
Yeah.
Wayne's been doing all the talking with DOT, but I never heard him say anything like the height has to be this or that or another. That's a new thing. But I certainly give him a call. He's been dealing with the state on
that. We just want it taller than Addison.
Well, it's going to be much bigger than Addison.
That won't be hard.
Yeah. Okay. Mayor's report, I don't have anything. Remarks of personal privilege. Ms. Janice, this is your turn.
Good afternoon, first of all. My name is Janice Dickerson. I live on Ori Drive. This is my neighbor, Charles. We're here because of the excessive speed that we've been seeing on Ori Drive. It's been going on for a while, but the Saturday after Thanksgiving, I actually thought that turned Ori Drive into the Indianapolis speedway. We know we had people coming down there about 70 miles an hour. And I actually looked at the door. I knew the time. I looked to the door, and it was an older model four-door Mitsubishi. And then the other car that I witnessed was an older Tahoe or Yukon. That person actually lives in the neighborhood. They live on the opposite side of the street from me, three houses down. There were some kids playing in the road. They were driving a motorized vehicle, a little green vehicle. It must have been about six kids further down the street. The Mitsubishi threw on brakes. And she threw on brakes. And I swore one of those kids would get hit. There's another lady who lives further down the street. And I actually didn't think about calling her until I got ready to leave out of the house tonight. But she used to walk every morning. And I was coming out of the driveway one morning. She said, "Oh," and this lady is a retired educator. She said, "I actually had to hop on the other side of the street. My knees hurt me so bad. Whoever was coming out here, they almost hit me." And we have a lot of, I've been on Bowie on Ward Drive for 27 years. Charles and his family have been there longer. My concern at this point is somebody's going to get killed. It's just a matter of time. What we found is most of the people who live on Ward Drive are not the participants of the excessive speed. It's people who are visiting them. And I think it's a group of people who actually have no respect for people, none for themselves, none for people's property. And it's going to continue what Jonathan put up, you know, that sign he put up. That's for law-abiding people. What we have is a bunch of ruthless individuals, and if I happen to come home during the day, apparently they don't work because they're just traveling all day long. And God forbid if they flip and turn into my house. God help them. What we're here asking y'all for are speed bumps. Now, the only vehicle, what, Charles Whitney school bus is speeding. I saw the FedEx truck speeding Thursday. UPS truck speeding this morning. The only truck I hadn't seen speed is the garbage truck. And I guess because he had to stop at every house also going down and coming back up. But, they're so familiar with speeding. The FedEx man Thursday, he pulled in my driveway and he was gone before I could get to the door. And when I stopped, he was going so fast, he actually passed up the house he was supposed to deliver to on the opposite side of the street and he backed up. So I told him, do you see public driveway in my driveway? He said, no ma'am. Who gave you the authority to turn around and then speed on this street? I said, don't let it happen anymore. We're going to have a problem if it happens again. We're asking for speed bumps. It's a problem, Charles.
I've seen some off the corner. Trees in Baton Rouge off of Burbank, they're not a real bad one, they're gradual, they're made out of rubber. And I've seen one off of Acadian by Morning Glory, I think a friend of mine lives there. And if you go 25, it's not a big hassle, you go across it, right. It's okay. Yeah. If somebody's going 70, they probably notice it, they're able to get to it, and they should.
Yeah. A bunch of them on some of the streets off of Government, between Government and Florida.
There's one over here in Addis, Harris put it.
Mr. Bill, you got something?
They got some good right there. Go through set clamp. See the ones they got. They're perfect.
Well, I think if y'all remember, I went to visit my uncle at Fort Benning, and they had those speed humps, which are, you go up and then there's a flat section for about 3 or 4 feet and it goes down. It serves the same purpose, but it's not as offensive if you're going down the road at the right speed. You know, it's not like a bum, you know, it's more like a, it serves the same purpose, put it that way.
We just want something, because like I said, I'm afraid somebody's gonna get killed. I truly am afraid after watching the Saturday after Thanksgiving and Thursday, and it's getting progressively worse. I think from an aesthetic standpoint, death is more serious than how it looks. And I would venture to say most of those people speeding probably carry minimal insurance, if any at all. And I know they couldn't repair your house if they ran into it. Certainly, it's too late to say oops when you kill somebody's kid. We don't even see the older people walking anymore. They're afraid to walk. So something has to be done.
Yeah, it's been my observation, since we don't have any in town right now, that every time somebody puts up a speed bump, there's just as many people that are against it because it's inconvenient or it makes noise. I know they put one up on Emily Drive years ago, and the people in the houses said it made noise as people passed by, plop, 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 you know, and all that. So, it's up to the council. I certainly don't have an objection to it. I'd like to have one on my street, frankly, but, have y'all discussed it with anybody else?
We've discussed it with several people. I would prefer,
y'all have an older neighborhood, so I think y'all probably have a universal, pretty, well, you'll never have 100% anything. But
no, you but after 27 years, most of the people when I moved back there, now they're retired, we're older. When I moved back there, I was late 30s, I'm almost 65 now. And we always thought it was going to be a peace and tranquil neighborhood. Well, of course, with the mortgage meltdown, you had a few elements come back there. and we can bring them out to you who they are. And the only people that's going to object are those individuals that's speeding, or have people come and visit them that's speeding. And if at any point in time, I would need to come before the council and bring them before the council and let's debate it publicly and let them explain to me why they're putting human life at risk and my property.
Yeah.
And if they can explain that and promise me they're not going to kill anybody or run into anybody's house, then I'll say, okay, no speed bumps. But until they can give me that guarantee, then we want speed bumps. I mean, this people I know from Plaquemine moved up here because it was quiet and peaceful.
Yeah.
You're getting part of that trash element from Plaquemine that's visited the trash on Ore Drive. Now that's speeding on Ore Drive. It has to stop.
Right. Do you have any experience with the design of speed bumps and how far apart and all that?
No, but living in Baton Rouge, I go through numerous neighborhoods and there's many different type designs. The old neighborhood where I grew up, it's right near the Perkins Road overpass, Interstate Perkins Road. All of those streets have speed humps, about three or four per street in a three-quarter mile area.
Yeah.
And they slow you down. They lower you gradually. Yeah. You're doing about 25 or 30, it's an easy ride over them.
If we got 25 mile speed limit, I have no objection.
And the one you're talking about, Goodwood area, has right. A bunch of it in that Goodwood area.
The gradual ones are
yeah.
Speed humps.
I think would probably make less noise.
Yeah.
And be as effective.
Yeah.
Can we get Wayne to get prices?
Yeah, we can certainly do that. I'd kind of, maybe we can do a little bit of research on what the recommended distance between them is and all that. See how many we need for the street.
If Wayne will call me, I'll put him in touch with somebody in Baton Rouge and can give you all that stuff.
All right. Let's do that.
I would feel good with a petition with more than just two people from the neighborhood.
Well, you know, so I'm not being disrespectful, but you come live in my house for a day. Come live in my house and see what it's like. And you're talking about the noise. Ask Jonathan how often I have to call the police to come down because of the bumpty bumpty bump when I'm in bed.
The boom boom boom.
Yeah, I own a small business. See, I don't collect welfare. I don't collect giveaway programs. I have to go to work. And I have to call Jonathan and ask them to send the police out because the neighbors are restless. They must have given food stamps up.
And your walls are shaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when you move to Ore Drive and you're going to see more people, that's fine. But until you sleep a night in my house and you have to jump out on your front porch, that's fine. That's like I say, put something in the paper saying that I don't have time to walk up and down the street for a petition. I work hard and pay plenty of taxes. Put something in the paper and let's have a meeting with the council and then you can see who's right and who's against. And that element that's not going to show up are the ones that's the participants.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get we'll work on a speed hump design and we'll bring it here. We'll talk.
I'm in favor of that. I mean, we had this discussion, what was that, a year ago maybe?
Yeah.
And we tried what we could and it didn't work. I think that's the next step.
Yeah.
If we get our neighborhood watch program, then we have a group that would be supportive of that. I mean, I know where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there would be people that would
okay.
But I think there must be more people.
It's an element of trash. What you got to understand, you have a lot of older people who probably won't come out because of the fiber of the neighborhood. Now some of them may be scared to come out. That's why I said, why don't we have a little committee meeting and see who's going to come up here and say, I'll oppose it and I'll debate anybody.
Yes.
My only concern is, and sir, when there's a dead body, I want you to tell that family we didn't have a petition. That's why we didn't put a speed bump out there.
Yeah, well, we'll look into it and we'll bring it up. But, as communities age, I mean, like a subdivision starts out a certain age and then it ages, you know, your street is a lot like Live Oak, Aline Street. They have age on. So you have a tendency to have people who are retired people, and you're not going to get the pushback like you will if you have a brand new neighborhood where everybody's, you know, in a hurry to get to work and all that. So I don't expect that to be much of an issue, really. But anyway, And by the way, those garbage trucks, the reason they don't speed is because they gotta go on both sides of the road.
Exactly.
In the old days, when they got to the end of the line, look where I was at, they went 60 by the time they got to my house, and I'm way back there. So they would roll, baby. They would go, they were heading home, they were and hanging from the side, their shirt waving and everything, man.
Even the trash, I remember you couldn't find payphone over the drive. And if you're coming down by the dollar store, it's like they've taken it for a BFI dump. Something is wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Something, we gotta stop this. I mean, if I wanted to live in a ghetto, I'd build my house there. I had an option to move in the ghetto, but I chose.
Well, Janice, you need to break out of your shell and tell us what you really think.
I'm a good guy.
All right, anybody else? Janice will go on all day. I know.
I sure will.
But thank you for coming, man. That's good. You can't get something done unless you can speak up. Anybody else? Remarks, personal privilege.
So we all gonna have a committed. That's my.
We gonna by the next meet, next month's meeting. I'm gonna have prices and that.
Okay, great.
And Roy's gonna point us to somebody who maybe can advise us. This is how many feet you should have for this type of road. You know, because we got, this is a straight part of the problem with Ori, Alivo, and Aline is they also straight. You know, you don't have any, you can be going 35, 40 miles an hour and not even realize it. These guys that want to speed 35, 40 is like a cruising speed. They go faster than that. So, you know, we'll get something on paper as a suggestion. Okay. And we'll,
I'm getting old. I don't run my mouth as much as I used to.
Well, I'm glad I didn't know you too much younger. All right. Anybody else? Remarks, personal privilege? Anyone?
Yeah, I just want to thank Debbie and all the staff for all their hard work for the Veterans Day program.
Okay. Announcements or reflections of the season is December 3rd through the 23rd at the Tourist Information Center grounds, Conference Center grounds. Planning Commission training workshop is December 12th from 8 a.m. to noon at the town of Livingston City Hall. Planning and zoning meeting will be the 16th of December this month. Town Hall will be closed the 24th and 25th in observance of Christmas and January 1st in observance of the New Year. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Move Mr. Rhodes, second by Mr. Andre. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Aye.
656.